Good morning, welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. Today we're going to be learning together on Daf Gimel in Brachos. There are in fact 10 psukim in total quoted over Daf Gimel at Aleph and Amud Beis. We're going to focus on two of them, one on each side of the Amud. The first pasuk we're going to focus on is the only pasuk on Daf Gimel and Aleph, which is the pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Perek Chof Hei, Perek Lamed. And here's how it goes. And now you'll prophesy to them as kol advarim ha'ele, these things, and you'll say to them, Hashem mimorom yishag, Hashem from on high will roar, mimo'oin kodsho yiten koloi, and from the lofty heights his roar will be heard. Sh'og yishag al noveyu, his roar will be allowed over his earthly abode. Heidod kedorchim ya'aneh el kol yoshvei ha'aretz. He utters shouts like the grape treaders against all the dwellers on earth. Just understand this, just to put things in context. Yirmiyahu is a prophet who prophesizes essentially through five or three kings, depending how we count, starting with Yoshio, ending up with Tzidkiyahu. At the beginning, things seem to be so fine. Things seem to be just all right for the nation of Israel. And Yirmiyahu keeps telling that something is coming. Yirmiyahu keeps warning that there are hairline fractures in society and people are not interested in listening. And this comes to a fore, really, at the times of Jehoiakim, the middle king, in which people ignore Yirmiyahu. People, in fact, dispute and torture Yirmiyahu. And this particular pasuk, this particular episode, is happening 23 years after being ignored. And finally, he decides to become very explicit. This is a pasuk in which he is talking about the destruction. Early on in this perek, Yirmiyahu in Perek Chof Hei talks about the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the exile which is coming. And he talks about them having to drink the chalice, the cup of evil, the cup of Golos, and the 70 years of Golos Bavel coming. This is a very watershed moment in the life of Yirmiyahu, where he explicitly says that the danger is actually coming. And it is in this context that the Gemara explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, at the times of the Mishmaros, cry, so to speak, or call out on the pain of Golos. And you can understand why this is such a critical moment in Jewish history, when the first destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is first articulated in the words of Yirmiyahu. We flip the page, the daf, into the second Amud, and the pasuk we're going to look at is at the very bottom of the Amud, which is to be found in Shmuel Bey's Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel. This is about the person named Achitofel. The Gemara is quoting this to describe how David HaMelech would consult with his cabinet, and among them would be a person by the name of Achitofel. It describes how in Tezayin, Va'atzas Achitofel asher yo'atz b'yamim ahein, the advice which Achitofel gave in those days, Kasher Yishal Ish Bidvar Elakim, when people would ask the matter of Hashem, Kain Kol Atzas Achitofel Gam Le David Gam Le Avshalom, was both the same for David and Avshalom. Let's understand who Achitofel was, in fact. So Achitofel was one of the primary advisors of David HaMelech. He was on the highest level of government. David HaMelech trusted him intimately with many of the state decisions he made internally and on foreign policy. And the sad thing about it is that Achitofel himself defected to the other side, which means that when David HaMelech's own son rebelled against him, when Avshalom decided to take forces and bring people to conquer Yerushalayim, Achitofel defected and stayed to actually give advice to Avshalom. In fact, he gave two pieces of advice to Avshalom, very terrifying pieces of advice. The first piece of advice was to rape David HaMelech's Pilag Shim in Yerushalayim as a demonstration and sign of power and conquest of David HaMelech and his family. The second piece of advice was to immediately pursue David, who had left Yerushalayim. David had avoided civil war by trying to run away to the east bank of the Jordan. Achitofel immediately told Avshalom, pursue him now while the metal is still hot. Thankfully, David HaMelech had a person by the name of Hushai Ha'arki, who pretended to be a defector, but actually was on David HaMelech's side, who managed to convince Avshalom to wait and regroup his forces, allowing David HaMelech enough time to escape. One of the sad things to understand about who Achitofel really truly was that he had a son. His son's name was Eliam. Eliam had a daughter. Her name was Bathsheba. If one wants to understand who Achitofel was and why he was on the cabinet of David, so close to David, but was also willing to defect and almost kill David HaMelech himself, it's because it was very much connected to his own family that David HaMelech was connected to himself. That makes the complexity of it even more, which is why after Achitofel's advice fails, he goes home and in fact commits suicide. This is the complexity of this tragic figure, Achitofel, we meet on Daf Gimel Amud Beis in Brachos. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.